You're listening to a podcast from Every Nation Macau. Giving is a matter of the heart. And like adding things to our cart, we do have a choice about what we add into our heart. Let us all embrace giving as a worship to God with this series called Add to Heart.
All right. Welcome once again to our 8 p.m. service. Every Sunday, we have three services. If this is your first time, 9 a.m. is our Taglish service. 11 a.m. is our English. And 8 p.m., another English service. So please remember our schedule every Sunday. Now, tonight, we're going to talk about Add to Heart. And this is the second installment of our series entitled Add to Heart. What's actually familiar is Add to Cart. One more year, you love that button, Add to Cart. So every time you press that button, whether in Amazon or in Taobao or in Shopee, okay, meaning to say you're gonna buy that product, add to cart, meaning you're gonna get that item online. And it's the same thing in our lives. Sometimes we think the more we accumulate things, the more we buy things, it will give us more life, right? For us, we think that the more stuff that we have, the more we become valuable. Now, there's nothing wrong about worldly things or material things, but if your priority is those things more than God, then there's something wrong. Amen? Because sometimes that's how we think. The more we accumulate finances or money, the more we become important. That's our mindset. That's our mentality. And it says in Luke chapter 12, verse 15, then he said to them, watch out, be on your guard against all kinds of greed. Life does not consist in an abundance of possessions. Okay? Meaning to say, life is not measured by how much you owned. Life is not measured by how much we own. Just because you have a lot of things doesn't mean you're gonna have more life. Amen? In fact, the Bible says, okay, much has been given, much is required. So the more things you have, the more there's pressure. Amen. Because much has been given, much is required. We've learned this from the movie Spider-Man. Okay, great power comes great responsibility. Meaning to say, if you're faithful with small things, you will also be faithful with the bigger things. It will always start in small things. Because great things start in small beginnings. Milo. Everything starts in small beginnings. You remember that commercial? Okay? If we are faithful with small things, then we will become faithful with bigger things. Also, it says in Matthew chapter 6, verse 21, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. You want to know where your heart is now? Okay? Check your payables. Check your credit cards. A lot of people, they love signs and wonders. You know what is signs and wonders? Every sale, they always swipe their credit cards and then they sign those receipts. And then when the bill comes, they are now wondering, why is it that I accumulated this amount of money? Signs and wonders. Okay, you want to know where your heart is? Check your payables. Now, here's the thing. If you treasure all those things, if you treasure stocks, there's nothing wrong about stocks. Okay, if you treasure your business, there's nothing wrong about business. Okay, but if those things are your priority, then your heart will be there. Amen, because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Okay, if you are here, you treasure the kingdom of God, you're gonna value the kingdom of God. You're gonna value attending Sunday services. You're gonna value attending victory groups because there your heart is. Okay? Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. If you value the kingdom of God, then if your heart is for the kingdom of God, then you're gonna value evangelism. You're gonna support missions and church planting because this is the heart of God. Okay? The heart of God is for the lost people, for the lost world. Amen. Where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. That's why we have this series entitled Add to Heart. Because there are precious things in our lives that we need to add to our heart. And we as pastors, as leaders, we want to help you grow in your walk with God. We want to help you thrive in your relationship with God. Because God prepared this path, this way for us. And in order for us to grow, we need to add valuable things in our hearts. And where can we find those valuable things? What the Bible is saying, the Word of God. In order for you to grow, in order for you to thrive, okay, you have to add things. Your heart should have the right things. Amen? Because the Bible says, where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Today we're going to talk about Proverbs 3, 9 to 10, the verses that we have read a while ago. Now it says here in Proverbs chapter 3, verse 9, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Okay? Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Now I want to pound that three first words here. Okay? Honor the Lord. Now what do we mean when we say honor the Lord? Because we always say this, okay? Every Sunday, we always say this, that we exist to honor God. But what do we mean when we say honor the Lord? Okay? Now, that word honor, it came from a Hebrew word named kabod. The original translation of kabod is heavy. Okay? The original translation of kabod is weighty. Okay? W-E-I-G-H-T. Why? Weighty. Okay? Meaning there is a burden. And when I say burden, I'm talking about positive burden, not the negative burden. I'm talking about holy burden. Right? And that's what we mean when we say kabod. Okay? It's the utmost important. It's your priority in life. Amen. Now all of us here, there are people in our life whom we consider our priority. Right? Like for example, for MJ, his priority, of course, his wife, Jeez. Right? Amen, MJ. Do you agree? Of course, because if not, you're dead. Right? Because Jeez is your wife. Okay? For him, Jeez is his priority. It's the utmost important. More than us, more than me, it's his wife. Amen? Because they have relationship. Husband and wife. It's the same thing with me. The most important person in my life is my wife. Right? The most beautiful woman in the world. Amen. And there is a burden of what? There is a burden of providing for her needs. Not just because I love her, but because she's the most important person in my life. Same thing with Pastor Gio. Okay, the most important in his life is me. No, I'm just... Miss Marielle, of course. Okay? More than me, more than us, staff of Every Nation Macau, it's his wife. So, knowing that she's important, there is a burden of not just providing for her needs, but also burden of protecting my wife. I have to make sure that every night, our doors are locked. Okay? I have to make sure that all the appliances are unplugged. To protect her, there is a burden of providing. I want to make sure that there are food in the table and burden of protecting my wife. So that's what we mean when we say honor. Kabod means there is a holy burden, okay? Priority, the most important person, there it's heavy and weighty. Not only that, in making decisions in my life, I have to make sure, major decision, I have to make sure that my wife knows. When I was single, it's okay. I can buy many Jordan shoes. But right now, I cannot buy anymore. Right? You know why? Because in every major decision, I had to let her know. Okay, Jay is not here. I want to say something. Okay. That's what we mean when we say honor. Kabod, there is a burden. You are aware of every decisions that you will do. You have to make sure that that most important person, she knows or he knows. Okay? And that's what honor means. When we say honor the Lord, here's the thing, okay? Where every time you say honor the Lord, okay, it's a heart issue. Okay? It means the Lord is your priority. Mm-hmm. The Lord is He is the most important person in your life. There is a burden of following Him. There is a holy burden of pursuing Him because you want to know Him more. Amen. There's a burden of opening your Bible every single day because you love Him, because He is the most important being in your life. You always think about Him. That's what we mean when we say honor the Lord. And every time you make decisions in life, you have to make sure that God is at the middle, at the center. that God will be glorified in every decisions that you're gonna do in the future. That's what we mean when we say honor the Lord. Okay, honor means what's in your heart and what you're doing. You know what honor produces? Honor produces faith. And we have learned this last week, okay? This is foundational. You remember our topic last week? We talked about Abraham. If you're gonna read the story of Abraham, God promoted him to become the father of many nations. Father Abraham. You know why? Because Abraham honored the word of the Lord. The Israelites in the wilderness, in the desert, okay? They stayed in the wilderness for 40 years. Can you imagine that? God tested them. But because they dishonored the word of the Lord, they died in the wilderness. Dishonor produces unbelief. Honor produces faith. Amen. And there are a lot of person, characters in the Bible whom they've honored the Lord and then God promoted them. God blessed them. Because honor produces faith, okay? And not only that, okay, it says in Romans 4:18, against all hope, this is the story of Abraham. Abraham, in hope, believed and so became the father of many nations. Just as it had been said to him, so shall your offspring be. Okay, without weakening in his faith, it says here, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old, and that Sarah's womb was also dead. And in verse 20, yet he did not waver through unbelief regarding the promise of God, but was strengthened in his faith and gave glory to God. You know what that word glory, it also means kabod. Okay? Meaning for Abraham, Lord, I'm gonna follow what you're saying. Lord, I'm gonna obey your word. Lord, I'm gonna honor your word. And it says here, he faced the fact that his body was as good as dead. But at the end of the day, he bring glory and honor to God. Yes, Lord, I am old, but because you said it, I'm gonna follow you. Because you said it, I'm gonna honor you. I'm gonna submit to your word. There's weight. For Abraham, the word of the Lord is the heaviest thing in his life. More than his status, more than his whatever power or material things that he has, for him, for God is the most important person. Amen. And some of you here, you are giving too much weight on the wrong things. And that's why you are losing hope. Okay? Instead, God is your priority. You have another priorities. Maybe money, maybe your pride or your ego, or maybe material things or whatever. But here we can learn that Abraham gave God the glory. Okay? He honored the word of the Lord. There's burden. And not only honor produces faith, it says here, honor protects us from poverty. We've read a while ago, honor the Lord, your God, with your wealth and the first fruits of all your crops. Now here's my point. It is not God's will for us to suffer poverty. It's not God's will. Who among you, you agree? Who among you want to be blessed tonight? You want God to bless you. You know what? There are teachings. They are saying that if you're poor, meaning you're blessed. You know what? The Bible says it's not the will of God for you to become poor. God wants to bless his people. God wants you to prosper. The Bible says that we are the head, not the tail. Okay? Honor protects us from poverty. Okay, and there are a lot of Bible stories in the Bible how God provided for his people, how God provided for the needs of his people in the Old Testament, in the New Testament, how God performed that miracles in front of the disciples. You know why? Because God loves those people. Amen? God promises to provide for our needs as we honor him. When you honor God, God will honor your heart. God will honor your faith. Amen? And God promises that if we honor God with our income, with our wealth, God will honor you. And he has the power to multiply your resources. There are a lot of promises in the Bible because God is the God of multiplication. When we talk about multiplication, it's better than addition. He has the ability, okay, to multiply the things that you have. You know why? Because God wants to use you. For you to become a channel of blessing to your family, to your friends, to your workmates. There is a purpose behind that blessing. Amen. We are just a channel of blessings. that we are receiving from Him every single day. Honor protects us from poverty. Amen? It says in Proverbs 3:10, "Then your barns will be filled to overflowing and your vats will brim over with new wine." Okay? One more year you want that. Overflow, increase, multiplication. Amen. Me and my wife, you know what? We are experiencing this. Overflow, abundance, prosperity. Not because of us, but because of who God is, our great provider. We put our faith and our trust to Him alone. When we were still singles, we are faithfully giving our tithes to the Lord. Right now, we are married. We are also giving our tithes to the Lord every month. And we were able to support missionaries up until right now for many years. And the reason why we are doing it, not because we want something in return, but because we want to honor the Lord. Because He is our ultimate boss. Because He said it to us. God spoke to us. And we want to honor Him. We want to obey God. And right now we are experiencing overflow. Amen. You want overflow? Obey the word of the Lord. Honor Him. Because God wants to use you for you to become a channel of blessing. Amen. Now, it says here, Proverbs 3:9, "Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops." Now we know what honor the Lord means, but how about, what does it mean when we say honor the Lord with our wealth, okay? Now tonight, I want you to ask yourself, as we talk about this, how do we honor the Lord with our wealth? I want you to reflect tonight with regards to your wealth, with regards to your income or salaries that you're earning every month. Okay, I want you to ask yourself tonight and reflect, is there a constant awareness of who He is and His role with regards to our wealth or to your income? Is there a constant awareness? Do you know His role when it comes to your resources? That's how we honor the Lord with our wealth. Amen? For instance, you are earning how much? 1 million per month? Amen. Or 500,000 or 100,000, 20,000, 10,000, 5,000. Are you aware that that money that you're receiving is not yours, but it's the Lord's? Are you aware of that? Are you aware of His role towards your wealth? Because it says in Psalms 24:1, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." It's very clear in the Bible. The God who created everything. God created Macau. God created the world, the entire universe. God created you. And it says here, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." Not just our body, but the things that we have. Who is the owner? God is the owner of the things that we have. Who is the owner of that money in your bank? God is the owner. Because the Bible says, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." If you are here, you have profit in your business, you're earning. My question is, are you aware that God is the owner of that business? Amen? Are you aware of His role? In Psalms 50 verse 12, "If I were hungry, I would not tell you, for the world is mine and all that is in it." Amen. Here's my point to all of us tonight. It all belongs to the Lord. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. Meaning it all belongs to God. Your position, your status in life, even my wife. I'm not the owner of my wife. God gave my wife to me. All right? She's not here. She's there. Okay? Now, knowing that it all belongs to God, meaning it's not just my tithes. It's not just the 10% of my income, but even the 90% of my income. The Lord God is the owner. Amen? Meaning, yes, you have work, yes, you have business, yes, that's your title in your company, but at the end of the day, it's God's property. The earth is the Lord's and everything in it. So knowing that He is the owner, so I'm just a steward of the things that God provided for my needs. I'm just a manager of all these things. And knowing that He is the owner, I have to be more cautious. I have to be mindful how to spend my money. Amen? There should be conviction in my heart because I'm just a steward of the things that I have now. Amen? Because it all belongs to the Lord. I need to ask myself, is this for me or through me? You know what? I got reminded of this person who won the lottery. Okay, he won 14 million. And after 3 months, that 14 million, zero, gone. You know what he did? He spent it lavishly. He gave it to the people. And in fact, he got addicted to gambling because of that money. And the reporter interviewed him, that person, and the way he said, the way he responded, it's my money anyway. It's okay to lose everything because it's my money anyway. You know what? If you are a Christian here, if you are a child of God, you have to be reminded of His word that everything belongs to God. Everything belongs to the Lord. All the things that you have, it's not ours. We are just a steward of the things that we have right now. And the word of God is our authority. Amen. Deuteronomy 8:1. Be careful to follow every command I am giving you today so that you may live and increase and may enter and possess the land the Lord promised on oath to your ancestors. Now here's the thing. The previous generation, the Israelites, they all died in the wilderness, but the generation of Joshua and Caleb, they were able to enter the promised land. And God is reminding them about this instruction. Be careful to follow every command because I am the God, okay, who gave you that ability. That's why you are there in the promised land right now. And same thing with us. The reason why we have this career, we have this work because of God, it's not because of us. You have to remind yourself that the reason why you received that promotion because of God. Amen? Be careful to follow every command I'm giving you today. It's for your own good. It's for your own protection. Amen? The reason why we are here right now, our status right now, because of God. Now it says in Deuteronomy 8:18, but remember, everybody say remember. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. So it's very clear in the Bible that God is the one who gave you that ability. God is the one who gave you that power to what? To produce wealth. That's why you have to remind yourself, Lord, it's not about me. Always remind yourself about your humble beginnings, how God promoted you those days, those times when you are asking God, Lord, please give me work. Lord, please give me that breakthrough. Lord, give me that financial breakthrough. Lord, please, I'm praying for a promotion. Remember those days. Amen? It will give you that humble heart once you remind yourself. Remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability, the power to produce wealth. That's the reason why God tested the Israelites in the wilderness for them to know that it's not about them. For them to realize that it's not about them. And as Christians, we have to give God the glory, the honor, the weight, because everything belongs to Him. It all belongs to God. Amen. What happened to my keynote? It's not following. Honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruit of all your crops. So meaning the first belongs to the Lord. Everybody say the first belongs to the Lord. Okay. The first part I shared to you, the principle of honor, the principle of priority, now the principle of first. Okay. The first belongs to the Lord. Because it says here, honor the Lord with your wealth, with the first fruits of all your crops. Now, it says in Exodus 3:12, consecrate to me every firstborn male. That's the principle of first. Okay, consecrate to me every firstborn male. The first offspring of every womb among the Israelites belongs to me, whether human or animal. Exodus 23:19, bring the best of the first fruit of your soil to the house of the Lord your God. Do not cook a young goat in its mother's milk. Now, where do the first fruit go? It says in the Bible, bring the best of the first fruits of your soil, where? To the house of the Lord. Now, in our context, in our generation right now, to our local church. Where? In Every Nation Macau. Okay, bring the first fruits of your soil to the house of the Lord. And when we say first fruit, okay, when we say tithes, it's the 10% of our income. Beyond tithes, it goes to missions. It goes to church planting. Okay? And it says here, bring, not give. You know why? Why does it says bring, not give? Because you cannot give what does not belong to you. Because the Bible says you have to bring, okay? You are just returning it to the house of the Lord. Because you cannot give what doesn't belong to you. Because since it's not ours, we can only bring it to the house of the Lord. Now, when we talk about this, it's actually a heart issue. Amen. It's a heart issue. Here's my point. When you put God first, God takes care of the rest. So among you believe that. When you honor His word, God will honor you. The Bible says, seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. Actually, the reason why God created the laws, the commandments, is for our own protection. Because God is a relational God. He wants to relate to His people. Amen. And the reason why the people in the Bible, they were able to give their first, their tithes, because of their relationship with God. Amen. If you're grateful, it's easy for you to give. Grateful people are generous. Just like what happened to Abraham. Okay? Now, it says in Genesis 4:3, in the course of time, Cain brought some of the fruits of the soil as an offering to the Lord. Okay, it says here, okay, Cain brought an offering, but it doesn't say first. Okay? We all know this story, okay? The story of Cain and Abel. In verse 4, and Abel also brought an offering, fat portions from some of the firstborn of his flock. The Lord looked with favor on Abel and his offering. What's the difference between Abel and Cain? Both of them brought the offering to the Lord. But the difference was, Abel brought the first and the best. But for Cain, he brought just an offering. Just like what I've said, it's a heart issue. The reason why Abel was able to brought that offering to the Lord because he loves God. Amen. It's because of his relationship with God. Now, it says here, verse 5, but on Cain and his offering, he did not look with favor. So Cain was very angry and his face was downcast. There's the thing. If you're a Christian here, if you're walking with God, God is giving you this instruction because it's for your own good. Okay, when you honor the Lord, it will protect you from poverty. Okay? Tithing is for us to follow. Tithing is for us to obey. Because it's for our own good. God is commanding us to give our tithes to the Lord. Now, when we say tithes, what is tithes again? It's the 10% of our income. Okay, so meaning to say, if you're earning 1 million, what's the 10% of 1 million? 100,000. Just like what I've said, much has been given, much is required. If you're earning 5,000, the 10% of 5,000 is 500. Okay? 20,000, 2,000. Now, a lot of people, they are saying, tithing, giving, it's only in the Old Testament. Okay? No need for me to do that because we are living now in this church age, in this new age. Okay? New Testament age. Okay? Grace period already. Now, here's my point to all of us, just to give you a timeline here, talking about giving the first fruit and tithing. Okay? Cain and Abel existed 4,000 BC. Okay? Abraham existed 2,000 BC and the law was given to Moses around 1500 BC. Okay? You remember the story when God gave the Ten Commandments, the law to Moses on Mount Sinai? That was during 1500 BC. David was born, existed 1000 BC. Now, here's my point, okay? Cain and Abel existed 4000 BC and they brought the offering to the Lord. When was that? 4000 BC. When was the law given to Moses? 1500 BC. So 2500 years before the law was given to Moses, Abel and Cain gave their offering to the Lord. Right? They brought the offering to God, and God accepted their offering. God accepted that first fruit that Abel brought to him 2,500 years before the law was given. Now, we all know the story, right? Cain murdered Abel. You remember the story? Cain murdered Abel. Now, my question is, because during this time, there was no law yet. Was murder wrong when Cain murdered Abel? Of course, it was wrong. But there was no law yet. But since he murdered Abel, it was wrong in the eyes of God. So meaning to say, murder did not become wrong when the law was given. Same as tithing. Okay? Tithing did not become right when the law was given. Just like what I've said, it's our heart. It's a heart issue here. The reason why Abel was able to give because of his relationship with God. More than the law. More than the religion. Amen? Now, Abraham, in Genesis 14, he was able to give the 10% to the Lord. Okay? The tithes to the Lord. The law was given 500 years after. But Abraham, he gave his best, his 10% to the Lord. You know why? Because of his relationship with God. Abraham knew that everything belongs to God. Abraham knew that the first belongs to God. Amen. If you are here, you are walking with God. Okay, God will give you that revelation because you have a relationship with Him. Amen. More than the religion, more than the commandment, more than the law, God is a relational God. And He wants to bless you for us to become a channel of blessing. Amen. Now, says here, the tithe belongs to God. And it takes faith, okay, for us to give it. Abel and Abraham made that decision before the law came here on planet Earth. Now, talking about making decisions, okay, one more year you watch this Netflix series, the number one Netflix series of all time. Actually, this series was earned, they've earned $142 million. You remember this? Squid Game. Okay, you know what I've learned on this series? The choices we make today affect our future. The reason why they've joined that children's game, that Squid Game, because of their past decisions. Their past decisions brought them in that game. Okay, before the invitation came to them, they've already made that decisions, wrong decisions when it comes to handling finances. Wrong decisions when it comes to relating with other people, with relationships. So the choices we make today affect our future. And it's the same thing to all of us. The reason why you are here tonight because you made that choice. You made that decision. The reason why you are here in Every Nation Macau because you made that decision a long time ago. And it's the same thing when we talk about honoring the Lord. Okay, when you make that decisions to honor the Lord and His Word, it has an effect on your future, positive effect. Amen. That's why when you honor the Lord, it's for our own good. The Israelites, they've dishonored the Word of the Lord. That's why they died in the wilderness. Another lesson that I've learned here, money may be important, but it doesn't always guarantee happiness. Right? I think all of you here, or majority of you here, you already watched this. Okay, spoiler alert. The greatest motivator of these 456 players was what? Money. Money was their greatest motivator. They were released, right? Episode 2. But they went back. Even if after knowing all the risks, they went back. Because of money. They were driven to kill for the bill, okay? But at the end of this series, you will realize that money, yes, it's important, but it doesn't always guarantee happiness. The winner, the one who took the prize, who got that reward for 45.6 billion won, he was a heartbroken winner, right? At the end of the series, he realized that that 45 billion won was not enough to fill that void in his heart. Was not enough to feel that emptiness in his heart. You know why? Because he lost his friends. He lost his loved ones. And at the end of this movie, this series, you're going to realize that what's more important, what's more weighty is relationship. Amen? Your relationship with God and relationship with other people. The Bible says the love of money is the root of all evil. Money is not evil, but the love of money is the root of all evil. It doesn't always guarantee real happiness or real joy. Amen? Last story, as I end this preaching, John 12:3, then Mary took about a pint of pure nard, an expensive perfume. She poured it on Jesus' feet and wiped his feet with her hair. And the house was filled with the fragrance of the perfume. Verse 4, but one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was later to betray him, objected, why wasn't his perfume sold and the money given to the poor? It was worth a year's wages. Verse 6, he did not say this because he cared about the poor, but because he was a thief. As keeper of the money bag, he used to help himself to what was put into it. Now here we can see that Judas, he is stealing the money from the money bag, from the offering basket, okay? That was his nature. He was a thief, okay, Judas. And here in this story, two hearts are being displayed here. The heart of generosity and the heart of selfishness. The heart of Mary and the heart of Judas. Now, what revealed each heart here in this story? It was actually giving, okay? Giving revealed what's in their heart. Now, in verse 7, Jesus said, leave her alone. Jesus replied, it was intended that she should save this perfume for the day of my burial. Now, just to give you a context here, Jesus was a traveling minister. He was a traveling evangelist. Everywhere he goes, people are following him. Okay, and people are giving their tithes and offering to God. And the one who is in charge of that tithes and offering is who? Judas. Okay? Judas was in charge of that offering basket. Now, the question is, who gave the money bag to Judas? It was Jesus, right? And the reason why Jesus allowed it to happen, it's not actually for Judas to fail, but to give him the opportunity to pass. That's the heart of God. God will test your heart. God will test my heart. Even Jesus, he faced that test in the Garden of Gethsemane. You remember the story? The word Gethsemane, it means oil press. And when he was there, he was praying to God, Father, may this cup be taken away from me, but not my will, but yours be done. The reason why God tested his heart and the reason why God is testing your heart, to expose what's inside of your heart. That's why this series is entitled Add to Heart. What are the things that we need to add into our hearts? Honor, faith, and wisdom. And where can we find all these things? In the Bible. The reason why God is testing you, the moment that test comes, my question is, what will come out in your heart? Is it complaining or is it gratitude? Just like what happened to Jesus. For sure, we have learned this. All of us, we're going to face testing. It's just a matter of time, when. And when that time comes, God is exposing what's inside of our heart because there are unnecessary things in our heart. Amen. That needs to break. And God is breaking that for us to grow, for us to thrive as a Christian. Verse 9, truly I tell you, wherever the gospel is preached throughout the world, what she has done will also be told in memory of her. Judas was upset because he was a thief. And Mary was able to give that extravagant gift. You know why? Because Mary, she's grateful. Amen. The reason why she's grateful, because 2 months before this happened, his brother Lazarus came back to life. That's why Mary, she was grateful. And just like what I've said, grateful people are generous. Amen. Grateful people are generous. Generosity comes from gratitude. How many grateful people do we have here in this place? Amen. Come on, let's give God a hand for that. We are like Lazarus. We were once dead, but now we are alive in Christ. We were once lost, but now we are found. Thank God because God saved us. Thank God because God chose us. And there's a purpose why God saved us, all of us. Amen? The Bible says, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. For God so loved the world that He gave Jesus. He gave everything, 100%, the first without blemish. And His name is Jesus. You know why? Because God loves us. The reason why God gave everything to us, because God loves Ronel. God loves MJ. God loves all of us, His people. Amen? 2 Corinthians 9:6, remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And whoever sows generously will also reap generously. Each of you should give what you have decided in your heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion, for God loves a cheerful giver. Just like what I've said, generosity comes from gratitude. If you have a relationship with God, okay, there's gratitude in your heart. And that's for sure. My last verse, verse 8, and God is able to bless you abundantly so that in all things, at all times, having all that you need, you will abound in every good work. And that's my prayer to all of us tonight. Lord, I'm praying, Lord God, for your people. Thank you, Lord God, because they will abound in every good work. Lord, I'm praying, Lord God, that you bless them abundantly. Lord, more than they could ever ask or imagine, for them to become a channel of blessing. Lord, thank you for giving us Jesus. Everything, Lord God, you gave to us. And that's why in return, we want to honor you. We want to honor your word. Lord, continue, Lord God, to convict our hearts tonight. Continue, Lord God, to speak to us tonight. And Lord, we are asking for forgiveness. And we repent, Lord God. There are selfishness in our hearts that needs to be exposed. Lord, I pray that your light will shine even tonight, Lord God, so that darkness will go out in this place. Lord, I pray that you continue, Lord God, to do your work tonight. Thank you for the spirit of generosity here in this place. Thank you because you are moving in this place tonight. Continue to bless your people.
Thank you for listening. For more podcasts and to give online, visit everynationmacau.org.